in your sports this morning, Pat Johnson. Of course, can't ignore the fact that Miguel Cabrera, home run 499.
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Are they still away for the next game?
Yes, today we've got to play in the afternoon. And he's going to play today, by the way.
Gonna, oh, darn.
Yeah, he is going to play.
I'd like
play.
To see him get that 500th at home.
They'd like to, but he is...
Baltimore is a little bit more of a home run friendly park, would you say?
Yeah, well, I think Miguel can put one out of any park.
Well, that is true. Yeah, I know. That is true.
Tigers aren't going to play that game of trying to keep him for the home fans to have his career historic moment. When it happens, it happens wherever it happens.
If you want the elongated version of Dan Dickerson's call, it's in the system if you wanted
it
real
quick. Oh, is it really?
I think if you just type in Cabrera 499.
My goodness.
I think you'll be able to give our listening audience just a taste of what it sounded like yesterday.
I'd like to hear what it sounds like here. Let's give you a taste of it right now from last night of the Detroit Tigers baseball game. Of course, heard on WSGW 790.
The 1-2, swinging a high fly ball left field. Going back is Hayes at the fence, jumping up. Gone! 499 for Miguel Cabrera. Listen to these Orioles fans. They know they're watching history. Miguel crosses home plate, points to his family. The handshake with Candelario and the hug. The handshake with Haas and into the dugout.
No hug from Haas?
Yeah. Yeah, just the handshake.
And history is what I wanted to reference. Just, I mean, he will become just the 28th player.
Yeah.
And the first Tiger, right?
Yeah,
to hit 500.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, of all the thousands of players that have played Major League Baseball,
and that you're just the 28th. Yeah.
And at some point, for even further perspective, he will achieve career hit number 3,000.
Yes.
Whether it's this year, but he's 50 away now.
50 away with what? 48 games to go.
Could do it.
Like that. I mean, yeah,
yeah,
it's possible.
Possible.
But at some point, he'll do it even the next year.
Yes.
He will just be the seventh player ever with 500 career home runs and 3,000 hits.
Yeah.
Again, of all the players that have ever played Major League, I mean, seven players.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which, by the way, includes great names like Rafael Palmeiro and Alex Rodriguez, both caught up in their own steroid problems, which is why they don't get recognized a lot.
Right.
But then there's other guys like the most recent one, Albert Pujols.
Yep.
The most underrated player, perhaps, in baseball history, Eddie Murray.
Yeah, I always forget about Eddie Murray.
Quietly had all those great years from Baltimore, yeah. Hank Aaron and Willie Mays.
Yeah, those two everybody remembers.
And just, again, that just boggles. I mean, Babe Ruth, no, he never got 3,000 hits.
No.
You know? You think about that when you think about great names who hit. And if I'm not mistaken, I'd have to double check this, but it used to be, of all the players that had 3,000 hits, more than half of those did not have 300 home runs in a career.
Is that right?
Really?
Because generally, your guys are getting all those hits aren't your power hitters.
Yeah, true. Like a Wade Boggs, for instance, or something.
Yeah, just
like
a good
that.
Hitter, but not a slugger.
But combining the power and the ability to hit seven players.
Yeah.
So as much as we're going to acknowledge the achievement of just being 28 players with 500 home runs, at some point, one of seven. So,
pretty cool.
Make sure there's extra space on that Tigers outfield wall to honor Miguel Cabrera when he comes a Hall of Famer on the first ballot whenever his career is over.
And just one more note here in Tigers history. Where did Al Kaline hit his 3,000th hit? Where
it
did
was
he get
Baltimore,
that?
His hometown.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Wouldn't that be interesting to have a career moment again in Baltimore?
In Baltimore, right, for a Tiger.
That would be special. So, Tigers fans, just as much as the past few seasons have been a struggle, but this season, certainly a lot of positives.
Oh, yeah. Derek Skubal last night, for instance.
Yes.
On the mound, did a great job, and one of the young pitchers that we're hoping will do great things for the Tigers this next decade.
And maybe perhaps as Miguel is ending his fabulous career, there's the beginnings of some new great careers for some Tigers.
That's what it takes.